This is the old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, pastor here at Radio Mission, riding out again on old Dan, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners. And I'm happy to be back with you folks, and I'm looking for some letters from some of you folks out there now in Fort Smith, Arkansas, and up where we just went on a couple of new stations. And then I'll tell you like this, old Pastor Shelton, many, many years ago, he'd say, this is picture month, folks. And folks would kind of perk up their ears thinking maybe he was going to send them a picture. He said, no, I want you to send me some pictures, some of Abraham Lincoln, some of George Washington, some of Alexander Hamilton, and oh, so on and so on. Folks got a kind of kick out of it. But this is Picture Month. We'd be glad to hear from you. And if you could help us with the broadcast, further the gospel, pray with me about that, if you will. And then pray for us here at Radio Missions at the First Baptist Church of Algiers. We're going on day by day. The printing press is back rolling again. We're printing Pastor Shelton's messages that were out of print. And if you'd like to be a co-porter or one who gives out tracts, you write me. I'll send you a package of Pastor Shelton's booklets. And you can hand them out. Keep them in your purse, lady, and in the pocket of your car there. Whatever. But we're looking at this study on faith now. And we were looking in our last study about Sarah. About Sarah. Oh, my friend, Sarah, I love to read about her. This morning, how we need to face that great fact to live by faith. Live by faith upon His Word, based upon His Word. Listen, for your salvation, if you're not saved, your salvation is based on His Word. Second, your entire life is based upon His Word. Now, another time, another place we see the continuance of her faith. Speaking of Sarah, she trusted the Lord in actual deliverance or birth of that child. I want you to notice here the phrase, Sarah herself. That's a unique statement, isn't it? Sarah herself. It's not the faith of Abraham here. I've had folks say, oh, Pastor, if I had your faith, no, you wouldn't have nothing if you had my faith. No, it wouldn't help you at all. I've had others tell me, used to tell me when Pastor Shelton was living, oh, he's a great man of faith. No, he wasn't. He was just trusting the Lord. And I want you to notice here that phrase again, Sarah herself. It's not the faith of Abraham, but the faith of Sarah. How many of us live in the other fellow's light or live upon the other fellow's faith? It's amazing. But Sarah didn't live on Abraham's faith. No, it said Sarah herself. He repeats that, Sarah herself. That's an individual. It's a personal matter. She was not relying on Abraham's faith. He was a great man, sure, and I'm sure she admired him and was subjection to him. But no, it's a personal matter. It was her own faith. She had not borne any children during the customary years of motherhood. She was up there 90 years old, I believe the scripture said. But Genesis 1:30 informs us that Sarah was barren. Barren. Genesis 16:2 says, Sarah, Abraham's wife, bare him no children. Genesis 17:17 tells us she was 90 years of age. Therefore, she was past the age for childbearing. Now, in the next place, in another place, we see her battling against unbelief. Now, you have a problem with that, my friend. You listen to the old Trailblazer, you know that the old Trailblazer has many, many battles. I'm battling the world, battling Satan, battling self. Battling unbelief. Oh, my friend, battling unbelief. And because it was altogether against her nature and your nature. And listen, for a woman in her circumstances to give birth to a child, it was just unheard of, wasn't it? She just couldn't believe it. As we said, this brought out clearly in the 18th chapter of Genesis. But in the face of all that unbelief, she said, my faith received strength to conceive seed. Now, my friend, that's a gracious thought. Old Sarah, she's 90 years old, and going through all of those battles with Abraham, she believed God, who had said unto her, according to the promise, according to the appointed time, I will return, and Sarah shall have a son. Sarah just took him at his word. Now, I tell you folks who call me, write me, and tell me you want to be saved, you're struggling with this and struggling with that. Listen, I give you this admonition. Trust the Lord. Folks call me almost on a daily basis. Pastor, how can I get saved? Trust the Lord. Trust the Lord. We used to hear an old preacher say, just fall right down flat on your face in front of the Lord. And then Dr. Copeland made this statement. Someone asked him, how do you get saved? He said, fall dead. Drop dead, he said. And I know what he meant. Dead to sin, dead to the world, dead to all your problems, dead to your mama and papa, dead to this and dead to that. Oh, but listen. Let me give you an illustration set forth here in God's Word of an individual. Let's read it. Would you do it? Found in the 4th chapter of John. So Jesus came again unto Cana of Galilee, where he had made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman there whose son was sick at Capernaum. Now when he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Oh, my friend, it seems like the Lord has to bring us there before he ever saves us, don't he? To where we'll throw down all our armor of rebellion and come on to the Lord. Just come to that point. I know it was in my life. I tell folks here, desperation. It was a point of desperation. You can't go forward. You can't come backward. You can't go up. You can't go down. And it's just desperation. And I believe that's what happened. Like the old prodigal son there in the hog pen. He had already taken all he could take, my friend. Have you ever been in a situation where you've done all you could? The Bible says do all and then stand. Well, this old prodigal son, we don't know a whole lot about him except he was in rebellion against his dad. And he went off. Took all his money and went off and spent it on brothels and all of those things and had lots of friends. But now his money was gone and his friends had gone. And he was in that hog pen feeding those hogs. And that time of desperation come. He said he came to himself. You ever come to yourself, my friend? Old Trailblazer did many years ago. I thought I was somebody come. I was a little religious professor, so to speak. I didn't know at Genesis from Revelation hardly. And then I have folks call here or write me and tell me that I'm ignorant. And I say, yes, sir, amen, I am. I'm sure I am ignorant. But I tell them, you know what? One of the promises the Lord gave me long years ago, he said he could take a crooked stick and hit a straight lick. And that's what the Lord does. The old Trailblazer don't have no ambition to be a smart aleck or a theological professor. I just bring you God's word as it is, plain and simple, and don't try to butcher it up. No, sir. But listen, when he had heard that Jesus was come out of Galilee, into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. He was desperate, wasn't he? He was in a desperate situation. Now, then Jesus said unto him, listen now, listen. Waking sinner, you listen. Sit up there, Papa, and listen. Sit up. You dozing off over there. You old trucker, you sit up and listen now. Keep your eye on the road and listen to the radio. He said unto him, except, would you get that? Except you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. Now, the Lord uses that term oftentimes, except. That's a gracious word. He says over there in Luke 13, except you repent, you shall likewise perish. And in another verse or two down, he says, except you repent, you shall likewise perish. Now, my friend, I like the exceptions of God, don't you? He did. He said, except you come as a little child, you'll never get saved. I'm paraphrasing, of course. But listen, I praise the Lord for everything that the Lord has done in my life. But he said, except thou comest down. Let me go back there and read it. I don't want to misquote it. Except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. Now, we have folks who are waiting for signs and wonders, and I have folks call me and email me about things they have seen floating in a room, the quilt floating across a bed and all those things. That's all demon possession, my friend. That's all demon spirit. But listen, the nobleman saith unto him, sir, come down. He was pleading, wasn't he? He was begging. You do say, well, I won't ever beg for nothing. I'm not no beggar. Well, you beg before you get saved. You see, that does away with all of this religion for show, doesn't it? All of this walking down them aisle of those big mega churches and a crowd coming down, and the preacher said, well, some personal worker will meet you down here in the front and give you some helpful information. Yes, it will. It will. But, oh, my friend, listen, this nobleman said, he said, come down, or my child will die. That's the cry of the heart. That's the cry of awakened sinner. Lord, save me, else I perish. Lord, save me, else I perish. Lord, the old trailblazer said, if I come to you crying for mercy, you'd save me. Lord, Lord, do that for me, would you? And listen, Jesus saith unto him, go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. Now, I want to hammer that home, my friend. And he believed. Did you know you can't get saved without trusting the Lord, without believing his word, without coming to him, giving up all of those things that besiege you? You can't do it on your own. The Lord is leading you. Folks call me and say, "Oh, Tribulator, you preaching works for salvation." No, I never have. I never will. I'm just telling you that you have a responsibility. If the Lord has called you out of this present evil world, set your feet on a solid rock, and given you grace to hear the truth wherever you hear it, and the preacher tells you, come unto me, you must come, not to the preacher, but to the Lord. You come to him seeking salvation, my friend. Just believe the word. If you ever get saved, my sinner friend, you have got to come to believe God's word. Now, I tell you, that's one of the eternal musts. You say, what does a sinner have to do? He has to believe God's word. Listen, you have to take that first step. Listen, you have. That's the first step. You got to come to the place to believe God's word. And he believed the word that Jesus spake. And he said, what did he say to him? Go thy way. Go thy way, thy son liveth. And just never asked or answered him any more questions. No, he just believed it. He believed him. I'm hammering at home. He just believed him. Then you read the rest of that story there over in John. Go home and read the rest of it. Read that whole book of John. And then turn to the Lord and write to old Trailblazer and tell him you trust in the Lord. Would you do that? And if you've been made a new creature in Christ, I'm making a message up or preparing to bring on the 11 o'clock service soon. What happens when God saves a sinner? What happens? Can you tell me what happens, my friend? You save, you tell me what happened. Nothing ever happened, you're not saved. No, the Bible says he give you a new spirit. He give you a new heart. Oh, I'm telling you, my friend, salvation is not just some little fantasy world. No, it's coming to know the Lord in the forgiveness of sin. And I have to go now. This is the old Trailblazer. My time runs out so quickly. But I want to especially offer you the book on demon possession. The demon possession. And it's $3.50, and we'd be glad to send it to you. And I believe you'll appreciate it. And I've told many folks if they don't appreciate it, I'll give them the money back. Remember my mailing address. I say it often too quickly. It's Radio Missions or just the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box, 1810 Walker, Louisiana, 70785. And my website, radiomissions.org. And I appreciate hearing from you. Would you write me and let me know that you're praying for me? Until next time, goodbye, and holler back over the fence and tell the folks what time I come on.